Excellent. Well, thank you all.
Community members shared their thoughts on a project to light the Southwest commuter path at a meeting this month. Alderman Brian Solomon of the 10th District led the meeting, despite some attendees questioning his bias. The majority of the meeting was spent as a forum for comments. Those against the project focused on several main concerns, one of which was the lights themselves.
These could be in a catalog under the heading deterrent light. So these have the most glare of any fixture I've ever seen before. And you also will have these light and dark spots. The bad thing is you're going to take away people's night vision. And to say that it's a dark sky appropriate thing is not really the case, because anybody walking in there is going to be in a light tunnel.
My own experience is my lights do help. Even then, there are some people that, especially pedestrians, that are not lit and don't have anything reflective. And it can be hard even for me to see those people, even with a good light that's as bright as a motorcycle light. I have to disagree with David Dreyer some here. I would like to see something that gives low-intensity light more evenly along the path.
Many residents felt that a dark path in a large city was something that should be preserved.
I do believe that we have a treasure in the Southwest Bike Path. And as many of the neighbors have noted, it is a natural corridor and a place for wildlife as well as human beings. It can be calm. You can listen to owls. You can hear the crickets. You can be there in the middle of the night.
Some also commented that lighting could ruin people's night vision and become a safety hazard.
It is easier to see in the dark when it's dark. And I know that because I was a park ranger and I led a lot of night hikes. If you get light, you can't see. If it's dark and you get used to it, you can see.
But many attendees who supported the project disagreed.
I live on the east side, so I think that this is a city corridor. And I think for people who don't live in the neighborhood and aren't necessarily used to biking or walking on the path every single day, it can be scary and it can be dangerous. So lighting will help make it safe. I definitely think we're going to see some serious injuries here if we don't get lighting.
I took a walk to see the light behind Ken's house, and yeah, you can see it. But one of the things I notice is that you shouldn't ever stand and stare up at a street light, because it's just not good sense. This is an opportunity where I think we're not really using the lights in the way in which they're intended to be used.
And one of the things we've looked at is why women don't bike more. And one of the reasons is they may not feel safe. It doesn't really matter whether they are safe, it's how they feel. That is a really essential thing for getting people to be out.
Another common issue was the project's cost.
$250,000. I keep hearing this. I am more than willing to pay my fair share of taxes for schools and everything else in our community that's great. But what does bother me is when I hear that's a minuscule amount of money. For what? I don't see the cost benefit to this.
It's like someone coming at you with the back end of a claw hammer and saying, I'm going to hit you with this. And you say, no, I don't want that. And then they come back with a rubber mallet and say, oh, how about I hit you with this? Well, it's still stupid and unnecessary.
While many agreed, several did not.
In the scheme of transportation projects around here, if you're really concerned about cost of transportation issues, I suggest you go to LRTPC meetings or Ped Bike or Public Works and look at some of the things like County M, where we're talking tens of millions of dollars. That's where the big money is.
Education came up repeatedly as a better and cheaper alternative to lighting.
I'm a biker, I'm a walker, I've been living on that street for 21 years. I was educated to wear a light at night, and I use that path at all night, times of day and night. My education came to wear a light when bikers were yelling at me, saying, put a light on, I can't see you. So I think that, I'm not convinced that we need lights. I don't see anybody out there anymore who doesn't have a headlamp, who doesn't have on a reflective vest, who doesn't have on some kind of a light. And if you don't, then you're going to get hit, and then it's your own damn fault.
I think this is a solution in search of a problem. I've had many near misses on the path, none at night ever in all these years. They've always been during the daytime. It just happened this weekend. Just about got hit by a younger guy who was passing four slower bicyclists. He was bound and determined he was going to get around and stay aerobic. So, you know, that's happened to me periodically. I see a lot of rude behavior by my fellow bicyclists on the path. It really bothers me. Very inconsiderate, very destructive. This is not, and it should not be considered, the bike belt line.
Many supporters agreed that education is important for keeping the path safe, but added that it's unrealistic to assume everyone will be using lights or wearing reflective gear.
This section of trail actually has the main reason why I got one of those awful bright lights is because it's utterly impossible to see people that don't have any reflective clothing on, that don't have any lights on. And so when you talk about these $10, $20, $30, $40 lights, yes, they work great when people, bikes have light, you know, bikes have reflectors. It works great in illuminating people that have reflective clothing. When people are out there wearing winter coats because it's cold out, when they're wearing jeans, when they don't have lights themselves or they don't have any reflective colors on them, they are very, very, very hard to see.
The meeting ended 20 minutes past the scheduled time, with both sides still in disagreement over what action should be taken.